What if the key to transforming workplace wellness isn't another expensive program, but a movement that captures hearts and minds? Despite 75% of U.S. employees having access to wellness programs, participation remains dismally low and outcomes disappointing. The traditional wellness model simply isn't working. Laura Putnam's groundbreaking approach has revolutionized how organizations approach employee well-being, transforming typical 20% engagement rates into 80-plus success stories at companies like Google and LinkedIn. The solution? Stop treating workplace wellness as a clinical intervention and start treating it as a movement that inspires genuine engagement. This shift requires reimagining wellness beyond isolated programs to infuse well-being into every aspect of organizational life. When wellness becomes part of the cultural fabric rather than an add-on program, it creates sustainable change that transforms both individual lives and organizational success. We're facing a massive health crisis. Two-thirds of American adults are overweight. Nearly half have chronic conditions, and preventable diseases consume 75% of national health expenditures. Despite knowing what to do, most people fail to make lasting changes. The challenge isn't knowledge, but implementation. Our brains resist change, and willpower is a finite resource that shares mental bandwidth with focus and decision-making. When our prefrontal cortex is overwhelmed, self-regulation suffers. This explains why traditional workplace wellness models often fail. These programs rely solely on individual willpower without addressing environmental and cultural factors. Even with Johnson & Johnson's successful Live for Life program showing strong ROI, most companies struggle with participation. Less than half of employees join initial assessments, dropping to below 20% for ongoing programs. Creating effective workplace wellness requires transforming from expert to changemaker. Successful wellness leaders connect through personal stories rather than credentials, as Tom Rath demonstrated in Eat, Move, Sleep. Effective changemakers share six traits. They know their deep personal why, speak to emotions rather than just intellect, master storytelling to create brain-to-brain coupling, embody their wellness message, take unconventional actions when needed, and initiate change without waiting for permission. Like Seattle Seahawks sports psychologist Mike Gervais, who led the team to their first Super Bowl by asking, "What's possible?" we must envision workplaces where everyone reaches their potential. Abraham Maslow transformed psychology by focusing on human potential rather than problems, creating a hierarchy that maps the path to self-actualization in work and life. While disease prevention may not motivate healthy individuals, the pursuit of career success, meaningful relationships, and purpose resonates with most. Health transcends the mere absence of illness. Factors like zip code, creating up to 25-year life expectancy gaps, education, impacting lifespan by 10 years, social connections, reducing mortality risk by 50%, and often overlooked elements like relationship quality and financial stress significantly influence well-being. Gallup research identifies five core elements of well-being: career, social, physical, financial, and community. Those thriving in all areas aren't just happier, they experience 40% lower medical costs than those excelling in two or fewer. Success lies in understanding how these elements form an interconnected system that enhances overall wellness. Culture shapes our behaviors like water shapes fish, often invisibly, yet profoundly. While we think we're creatures of habit, we're actually creatures of culture. Creating meaningful change requires shifting entire cultures, not just individual behaviors. Before launching wellness programs, assess if your culture will support them. John Thiel at Merrill Lynch learned this when his meditation initiative backfired among financial advisors, prompting defiant consumption of meat, potatoes, and booze. As Wellcoa's David Hunnicutt states, assess culture first, health second. Disengaged employees rarely embrace wellness programs, regardless of design. The critical element is perceived organizational support. Without it, employees won't trust wellness initiatives. Building a culture of health demands more than surface changes. Culture encompasses behaviors, values, and underlying assumptions. Wellness efforts that conflict with existing culture breed cynicism, especially when healthy habits clash with demanding work expectations. The culture audit aligns organizational needs with Maslow's hierarchy through 5 levels: functioning, basic job needs, feelings, appreciation, friendship, connection, forward, growth, and fulfillment, purpose. These cultural foundations must be solid before wellness initiatives can succeed. Traditional wellness begins by identifying problems through health assessments and screenings. This negative-first approach typically yields low engagement, as fear tactics prove ineffective. Even among heart attack survivors, rarely maintain changes when faced with negative messaging. Dean Ornish's heart disease program demonstrates the effectiveness of positive framing, achieving 85 to 90% compliance versus 10% traditionally by emphasizing hope over fear. By encouraging patients to embrace life without judgment, his approach maintains 77% adherence after 3 years, saving $30,000 per patient in procedures. Simply naming 3 good things daily can outperform antidepressants in effectiveness and duration. Despite our tendency to remember negatives, cultivating positivity improves health outcomes. Harvard research shows cheerful people face less heart disease, optimistic men have lower hypertension, and positive outlooks boost immunity. Happy employees show 12% higher productivity, what Sean Aker calls the happiness advantage. Successful wellness initiatives should begin by creating a positive environment that builds on strengths and well-being, establishing the trust needed for lasting change. Like Leonardo da Vinci's interdisciplinary approach, workplace wellness must break free from compartmentalization. The Da Vinci method creates synergy by integrating multiple departments and disciplines for maximum organizational impact. At Blue Shield, Marianne Jackson's Wellvolution initiative engaged senior leaders through immersive wellness retreats spanning mind, body, and spiritual dimensions. This approach drove company-wide participation from 20% to 80% with dramatic results. Half of smokers quit, physical inactivity halved, and health metrics improved significantly. Effective wellness programs require cross-departmental collaboration. While typically housed in human resources, success depends on partnership with compensation and benefits for incentives, facilities for physical spaces, IT for technology solutions, and marketing for communication strategy. Marketing collaboration is particularly crucial for branding. Blue Shield's Wellvolution name embodied their wellness revolution and became part of company language, used as verb, noun, and adjective, cementing cultural change. Workplace wellness isn't about checking boxes. It's about creating a movement that transforms organizational culture and lives. Success comes from inspiring engagement, building on strengths, and integrating wellness holistically rather than through isolated programs. The most effective initiatives tap into intrinsic motivation and make healthy choices easy, weaving well-being into daily work life. They embrace a comprehensive approach spanning physical, emotional, social, financial, career, and community dimensions. Creating lasting change requires courage to experiment and resilience to learn from setbacks. When wellness becomes a movement rather than a program, it transforms both health metrics and the nature of work itself, making it not just an investment, but a necessity.